Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your
stories,
Zenilager,
Germany.
Every year around St David's Day, soldiers and families from 1st the Queen's Dragoon Guards have a bit of a celebration to mark the event. At around 8 a.m. on a cold parade square at their home on Dempsey Barracks in Senilaga, the Welsh Cavalry formed up and awaited their orders from the commanding officer. Keeping to their annual tradition, the RSM WO1 Rob Mansell described how the CO issues a list of 15 challenges which they have about 6 hours to complete.
Kidnapping an officer from another squadron and presenting him in a cage in Welsh national dress, which should be quite fun. Getting a photograph of the brigade commander with the youngest trooper with a leak.
But the day isn't just about that. There's other things that you've got going on around camp as well.
Yeah, we've got the wives in this morning and they're doing a Welsh cake stand. We have a chariot race. Then after that, we have the dreaded leak eating competition, which will see the youngest trooper, the youngest junior NCO, the youngest senior NCO, and the youngest officer go head-to-head and eat a big, raw Welsh leek.
Moving outside, Corporal Michael Dodd from HQ Squadron probably managed to win finding the biggest German military vehicle challenge.
Well, I went down to the local German army guys down in Augustdorf to get a Panzer howitzer.
And who are you?
Sergeant Trundle from Augustdorf.
What did you all think when this soldier came along and said, can we borrow one of your vehicles for a challenge?
Well, I'm actually quite used to it because I've got many contacts with the British Army, so for me it wasn't so weird, but it was a bit funny for the German soldiers. Well, basically, it's fully automatic, quicker than all other guns in the world, basically pretty reliable and good on the field.
Back into the gym, and now it was time for the CO to score the efforts. But not before everyone witnessed a few more of the challenges, a squadron umpar band, and an officer singing the Welsh national anthem. So the winners of the CO's challenge this year were HQ Squadron, and I think it's safe to say that everyone who took part or came along to celebrate St David had a fantastic day. This is Charlie Wild Goose reporting for BFBS in Germany.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.